Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, live from the Chapel of the Nativity at Relevant Radio.
Hello, I'm Father Edward Looney. It's noon central, and I invite you to stand, and we'll begin by praying the Angelus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, incarnation of Christ thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you today from the Chapel of the Nativity. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those who are unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, and for your Sunday obligation. Let us praise Joachim and Anne, to whom in their generation the Lord gave him who was a blessing for all the nations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Well, today we do celebrate St. Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary, the grandparents of Jesus. Let us now call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O Lord, God of our fathers, who bestowed on Saints Joachim and Anne this grace, that of them should be born the mother of your incarnate Son, grant, through the prayers of both, that we may attain the salvation you have promised to your people. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Let my eyes stream with tears, day and night without rest, over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land that they know not. Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not. Disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us, and break it not. Among the nations, idols, is there any that gives rain? Or can the mere heavens send showers? Is it not you alone, O Lord, our God, to whom we look? You alone have done all these things. The word of the Lord. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Help us, O God our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Let the prisoner sigh and come before you, and with great power free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations we'll declare your praise. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The seed is the word of God. Christ is the sower. All who come to him will live forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin, and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, and there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
The words of the Gospel. May our sins be wiped away. Well, today we celebrate St. Joachim and Anne, who we know are the parents of Mary, the grandparents of Jesus, and their names aren't given to us in the sacred scriptures, but we learn a little about them from a book called the Proto-Evangelium of James, which was an early document written in the first few hundred years of the church. There are certain things in there that kind of disqualify it from being a part of the sacred scriptures, but nevertheless, the document does offer us much to think about and contemplate. And when it comes to St. Joachim and Anne, I think we can really consider today different points in their life. And of course, I don't have all the answers about those points of their life, but we can at least mention them and begin thinking about them ourselves. So, for example, St. Joachim and St. Anne, we know that they are husband and wife. And at some point in their life, then, they come together then to be husband and wife, which maybe then we begin to wonder, well, how did this couple meet? Did they know each other? Did they grow up in the same village? Were their families friends? These are some of the questions we might ask pertaining to that. So then they're betrothed, they're married, and they go about their married life. And of course, all married couples wish to have a child. And For them, according to the Proto-Evangelium of James, they were barren for many years. And one day, though, an angel announced to Zechariah and Anne, or an angel announced to Joachim, and an angel announced to Anne that they would have a child, that they would give birth, that it would be a miraculous birth. And so Mary is conceived, and we know that it is the Immaculate Conception and that she was spared from original sin. She then was born. She was raised by Joachim and Anne for a few years. And according to tradition, Mary goes off to the temple and there spends her days and nights in the temple hearing the word of God and reflecting on it, learning and all of these things. So there's a point in Joachim and Anne's life that there's this departure then, that they take Mary to the temple, and so they have to say their goodbyes in that sense to her. Probably Joachim and Anne died before the nativity of Jesus, and so maybe even while Mary was in the temple. So Mary mourns the death of her grandparents, or the death of her parents, and so there's that death there that takes place. So Joachim and Anne, we continue to reflect, I suppose, on the fact that they're the grandparents of Jesus, the parents of Mary. Maybe if they didn't meet Jesus, if they died before his nativity, well, maybe for Anne and Joachim, that moment in which they meet the Lord was that moment after his death, when, as we profess in the creed, that Jesus descended into hell. And so that's what we call the harrowing of hell, that all the people beforehand that were in this place of waiting, what the Jewish people call the Sheol, that they were brought forward. And there's great iconography of this. Jesus bringing forward Adam and Eve. You think about all of the Old Testament figures, Moses and Abraham and all of them. But Joachim and Anne would have been considered. And as Jesus brings them forth into that promised life of heaven, well, they see their grandson, they see their mighty deliverer. And then finally, maybe as we think about the life of Joachim and Anne, it would be the being reunited with their daughter, that Mary assumed body and soul into heaven. Well, then as they're already there, that there's that reunion that takes place between parents and child. St. Joachim and St. Anne, they are invoked in many different ways. And today, perhaps, we can turn to some of the examples already cited and to find ways in which we can ask for their intercession. For example, for parents who struggle, or maybe firstly, for an individual who might be looking for someone to marry, well, they can ask St. Anne. You know, there's this little prayer, and it's very simple, but I know a few women that prayed it, and they received a grace from it. Simply, St. Anne, please find me a man. And so a lot of people, a lot of women will pray asking St. Anne to help them find their future husband, to pray for their holiness and sanctification. Secondly, I think we can invoke their intercession, especially for those who struggle with fertility. You know, back in the time of Joachim and Anne, it would have been something that was really looked down upon if you weren't able to have children. People, their family or friends would have looked at them and said, well, God is punishing you. You must have done something very awful. And today in our psalm, for the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us, probably might have been a prayer that St. Joachim and Anne prayed, deliver us from this barrenness so that we might have a child. So we can invoke their intercession that way. And of course, being the grandparents of Jesus, it's a good opportunity today for us to maybe give thanks for our own grandparents in our life. I know that many grandparents have been transmitters of faith. In fact, I just interviewed a Catholic recording artist from Nashville who said her grandparents were the ones who really helped her to reawaken her Catholic faith. And so we give thanks for the faith of grandparents. Maybe for grandparents here or those watching, listening, you pray for your grandchildren in a very special way today through the intercession of St. Anne and Joachim. So we can turn to them in that way. There's much to think about when it comes to the life of Joachim and Anne, and surely there are many ways that they wish to pray for us so that the Lord might deliver us as he did so for them. Let us now pray to our Heavenly Father. We pray for our Holy Father and all priests, and for an increase of holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and unity among all people, and that a respect for life will prevail in our culture, especially a respect for the wisdom and value of our elders. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all grandparents, that through the intercession of Saints Joachim and Anne, they may have influence on their children and grandchildren as examples of knowing Christ and living the faith. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For married couples, that they give witness to the truth and beauty of God's design for spousal love and be instruments for the conversion of others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In thanksgiving for the healthy birth of George Augustine Graham, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all of our intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O Lord our God, we turn to the saints for their intercession. May St. Joachim and St. Anne and their child, the Blessed Virgin, pray for us now in our needs and bring them before your throne through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Lord, accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all of his holy church.
Receive, we pray, O Lord, these offerings of our homage, and grant that we may merit a share in the same blessings which you promised to Abraham and his descendants, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you are praised in the company of your saints, and in crowning their merits, you crown your own gifts. By their way of life, you offer us an example. By communion with them, you gave us companionship. By their intercession, sure support, so that encouraged by so great a cloud of witnesses, we may run as victors in the race before us and win with them the imperishable crown of glory through Christ our Lord, and so with the angels and archangels and with the great multitude of the saints. We sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Joachim and Anne, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. They receive blessings from the Lord and mercy from God their Savior. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. Thank you. us pray. O God, who willed that your only begotten Son should be born from among humanity, so that by a wonderful mystery, humanity might be born again from you, we pray that in your kindness you may sanctify, by the spirit of adoption, those you have fed with the bread you give your children. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. And don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America tonight at 7 p.m. Central. And coming up next, join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we now implore you to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.